about Stevie Johnson? Is he pretty much the same guy he was the last couple of years? Or?
He's tough to defend. Just when you watch him, he's a guy. He does some different things, especially you talk about on line of scrimmage that you don't see every week from receiver. So he's going to be a big challenge for us this week. In the secondary, we'll have to know where he's at, and we'll have to try to make some plays against him.
You've talked in the past about how important confidence is at your position. So after you have two losses in a row, how do you maintain that confidence?
We just got to keep playing. You know, Coach Belichick said it to us. He was like, you know, we just got to keep working hard. You know, keep doing things that we've been doing and things that we need to work on. We gotta improve them and try to get back on the right page and get a win in the winning column. So we just got to keep going at it. There's nothing special that we can do to turn it around right away. Just keep working and pressing.
How much of a difference
on your shoulder because of maybe what happened in the previous game to go out there and perform better?
I always want to perform well. So no matter what, if I had a great game, a bad game, each week is a new week. So my teammates depend on it, and I count on myself to try to go out there and play well each week.
Does it make a big difference for them not having Spiller in the lineup?
Well, if they don't, you know, he's a very good player, but right now we don't know. I heard he might play, so we got to prepare as if he's going to be out there. You know, in this league, it's tough to know if guys going to play throughout the week. Kind of got to wait and see that at the end of the week.
Sorry if I jumped in late, but just the key as a group, Tom was talking about this, but the offense was 4 minutes ago, just executing better. What's the key for you guys to execute better down the stretch and win these tight games?
I think Tom said it the best. We got to execute and do what we've been practicing throughout the game, and then especially in those key moments at the end of the game.
Is it a belief still? We just keep believing in what you're doing?
Yeah, you just got to keep working. That's the only way it could get done.
You guys haven't been in this type of territory, 1-2 as a franchise, for years. How much do you welcome the challenge of going into a place that'll be jacked up, a tough place to play, and the big challenge this week?
We're excited. You know, we're going to enter this practice week, get ready to go, be excited to play. And, you know, for us, a lot of stadiums we walk in, we know crowd's going to be jacked up, ready. You know, team's going to be ready to try to knock us off. So we kind of expect that each week. And this week, really no different. But I think we got our mindset that we gotta work hard this week and try to get a win.
Kevin, what was your reaction to the way Monday night's game ended between Green Bay and Seattle?
I didn't even get to watch it, and I really don't have an opinion on that. We got so much that we got to kind of, you know, work on and fix around here. That's where my focus is.
A couple of guys in here, though, said that with the replacement refs, it's been chaotic is a word that's been used. Where have you noticed maybe a difference in how the flow of the game is with replacement refs?
Oh, it's tough. You know, each game has its own flow. I think the key for us is kind of just working on what we can control. You know, a lot of things we have no control over, but there are certain plays out there that we can control fully, and we got to take advantage of those.